I believe the map was the iteration from Halo 3, wherein combatants take no fall damage. However, he was involved in combat on the version from Halo Combat Evolved, and thus he finds himself in my care. Radiographic analysis also demonstrates a mild concussion, CT accession number 213350, but the thoracic cavity was not significantly damaged, X-ray accession number 487269. There appears to be no notable internal bleeding, and the patient has been supplied with braces for his lower extremities. Mr. Chief is encouraged not to move unnecessarily, and depending on motor performance following recovery, it will be determined whether he needs to learn to walk again. Due to his enhanced metabolism, he may begin to engage in light exercise in as early as 2 days' time. Following this period, I would request that he revisit the hospital to undergo complete motor rehabilitation. I cannot advise military engagement without a co-op partner and recommend abstaining from competitive multiplayer for a minimum of 10 days following discharge from our facilities. If the patient's employment situation demands a rapid recovery, Mr. Chief may be evacuated at his expense to a Halo 3 map, where it is conceivable he will recover immediately, provided he is not sustaining any additional damage. Ending dictation for patient Chief, Master John.
That's Dr. Avatar.
That's good.
Yeah.
He'll be very well produced, isn't it?
Who is Dr. Avatar?
Dr. Avatar is one of our listeners.
Really?
He is.
And what? And he provided that feature through our phone line, did he? 0300 600.
Phoned in. Not in a bad way.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's excellent. He'll be back with another analysis of game injuries. Well, very soon.
Good stuff. I can't wait for that. Did you enjoy that, Anne?
I really did. I didn't understand it, but it was brilliant.
Good.
Oh.
Really? That time already?
Time.
Yeah, we overran this evening, didn't we?
We had so much content, and thank you so much to all of our feature contributors today.
Yes, they were all brilliant.
Of course, we would like to apologise to people listening live on Resonance FM. We are genuinely sorry for the error earlier, and it won't happen again.
Certainly won't.
But we are genuinely sorry.
Oh, no, totally sorry. I was laughing about the fact it won't happen again.
So thank you so much to all of you for listening today. We will be back next week with some more video game chat. Have you enjoyed it today?
I've had such a nice time. It's been a roller coaster of emotion.
It's good to be back. We are going to be back next week as well, aren't we? Because we were back and then we weren't and then we were.
Yes.
Are we?
From now on, we are on a
weekly. All the way through.
Weekly schedule.
Straight through to Christmas.
We have, as ever, a million ways, not literally, figuratively, to enter a programme. Can email us.
team@onelifeleft.com.
You can go to our forum, which is linked from the One Life Left website at
www.onelifeleft.com.
You can go to our Twitter, which is at
twitter.com/onelifeleft.
You're good, finally.
Or you can call us up, which is
033.
On Saturday, August 1st, the Resonance Radio Orchestra present a special live performance as part of the Collaborama, the concluding event of the Alternative Press Festival 2009. The Radio Orchestra will premiere a brand new work accompanied by hand-drawn animations created in real time. The Collaborama runs all day from 11 a.m. at the Miller, 96 Snowfields Road, London Bridge. The event is free and more information can be found via the website at www.comicsandzines.wordpress.com.
It's 1 minute past two on a Wednesday afternoon on Resonance FM. So here's Late Lunch with Outer Lunch and Iris. Say hello to everybody,
hello.
Iris. This episode is called Bob Dobbs, Ian Paterson and Iris, Just Mouths. Now, why have we called it that, Iris?
I'll say the potato.
What about the potato?
The potato's on their head.
What potato's on my head?
A silver potato.
A silver potato on my head.
Tell that to the listeners.
Well, you've already told it to them. You've got a microphone too, you know.
Silver.
One reason it's called this is that since February this year, I've been Skyping hour-long interviews with Bob Dobbs in Hawaii.
Tell him.
Speak in the microphone.
Tell him.
Speak into the microphone, Iris.
Tell him.
I want everyone to hear.
Hello. I'm going to go get crisp.
I've been Skyping hour-long interviews with Bob Dobbs in Hawaii. I record them with Audio Hijack software and have made them into programmes for broadcast on this wavelength. The first Bob and Ben show is scheduled to go out at 11pm on Saturday the 4th of July. Now, every time I tell people about Bob Dobbs and his activities, something seems to switch on a laughter light in people's eyes for some reason. But every time I do talk about Bob Dobbs, I have to follow his name with not the real Bob Dobbs. This is because Bob Dobbs is also the name of the founder of the Church of the Subgenius, a parody ecclesiastical institution which has been name-checked by such luminaries of the counterculture as Devo and George Clinton. Back in the 80s, because of these name checks, I got in touch with the church, but didn't pursue the contact because they treated me as a customer rather than an interlocutor, and I wasn't prepared to send dollars for what is essentially Mad Magazine spiked with an antisocial agenda that's partly anarchism and partly unbridled capitalism. Anyway, fully up to speed on Jean Baudrillard, conspiracy theory and other expressions of pre-Credit Crunch postmodernism, the Church of Subgenius rails against religion, politics, academia, crisps and all other claims to authenticity and truth, explaining that everything is a simulacrum, nothing primal or fundamental or originary. You know Bob, he's the man with the pipe, a surrealistically uncool guy in a 50s suit, an image stuck to the walls of toilets in rock venues
then
all over the world.
Potato.
Yeah, and he's a bit of a spud boy, isn't he?
He's a bit of a spud boy, eggy.
Or at least his image used to be stuck there. Along with his first consumers, the real Bob Dobbs is now mainly a net entity. And, we're told, the ease and accuracy of digital copying means that no one can tell an original from a copy. However, the existence of a fake Bob Dobbs, i.e. the one I talk to, drives the Church of Subgenius franchise holders into a fury, causing hate emails to fly like enraged hornets through the ether. Let's never get so drunk on the possibilities of scoring speculative capital that we forget the actual exploited labour all surplus value and profit are derived from. Everything's fake may be a brilliant cod philosophy to sell to adolescents burdened with moralism by parents and school, but doubt, irony and scepticism have a tendency to evaporate once money gets involved. Thank you for that car horn, somebody on Borough High Street. The hard sell cannot do without copyrighted authenticity. If the Church of Subgenius meant what it said, it would become like me and Bob, unpaid and free to talk with anyone, whatever their name. But wait a minute, let's not forget the late lunch theme tune. I can't inject an anti-capitalist retrovirus into the system without using its own trump card, which is repetition. Iris, would you like to press the button? Do you want to come around here and press the button? Iris is running round the mixing desk. Now, let's see if we can make sure it's the right one. To start the theme tune, you press that one. There we go! We do some overdubbing. What's that you were saying?
Can you speak inside that?
Speak into the mic.
Can you speak inside that?
Can I speak inside it?
Right inside.
Oh, can I speak right inside? I shall try and speak right inside. Johnny Guitar Watson, that lick just then. Ah, hello, here's Late Lunch Without to Lunch, where I want to ask everyone if they're just mouths. But I'm jumping the gun and putting my foot in my mouth as usual. Family life, the avant-garde. Are these really opposite ends of the social spectrum, or just opposite ends of a bourgeois concept of life we should mercilessly mock and satirise? I don't know. I suppose it depends on what you do today to upset the tedious assumptions of the capitalist order, which we keep shtum about because we're frightened of where the next paycheck might come from. Whereas we should feel a thrill that pachuco is the Mayan word for earthquake and social upheaval. For late lunch without to lunch, I've decided to interrogate this schism by placing field recordings of family life, made in my own home, with a track by Ornette Coleman, recent figurehead for the presentation of the usual somewhat tedious suspects on the South Bank. The Ornette track is called Rock the Clock, and it's from his album Science Fiction.
You're mine, and everyone, boys and girls, have you returned?
It's me.
Boys and boys come out to play.
Boys and girls, have you, everyone, of you got a ticket?
That is Isis.
No, you have to say
that's boys and girls.
Can you show me how the Egyptian men were dancing?
I can't. Can you show me how the Egyptian men were dancing?
Mordecai, can you show me? What is it?
Do you want to put your headphones on?
Mummy, help.
Daddy, this is a happy circus.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, do something then.
No.
It's going to be an act.
There's water flowing.
Spitting water.
They got so wet. Did I get so wet?
Yeah, they threw water at you, didn't they?
Why?
To make you go crazy.
Why'd they throw water? Did you get wet?
No, I was at the back.
Why?
Because I'm clever.
Why didn't one go to the front? Did Hannah and Becca get wet?
A little bit.
How much did you get wet?
What's the matter, Mordecai? You hurt your hand? Oh, did you bash your head on there? Oh, Mordecai. Yeah, come here, come here. Oh, you don't want to come here.
Do you like Happy Circus? I'm Happy Circus.
Come on then, what? Do a clown act.
No, I'm Happy Circus
instead. Are you?
I talked to Happy Circus.
Did you?
I like Happy Circus, he's my friend.
Really?
When was this Happy Circus your friend?
Then it tells you when it's performing.
Let's go there again.
Yeah. Don't expect they come to London. Uh-huh. Too expensive, isn't it? I mean, strikes me as a kind of rural thing. Now, I wonder if you'd like... Oh, you're going to fall over!
No! Yeah, look. There. Right. Oh, look. Wow, that's pretty gruesome, isn't it, Iris? Well, that's a gruesome recording.
Much sleep today, have you? Just a little bit on the disinfectant. So, did you get the finest bacon that Waitrose has to muster?
Yes.
Was it very different in price and quality from the next?
What else did you get?
A field recording of what can happen in the council flat in Somerstown. Like Alan Lomax bravely taking his tape recorder into social zones ignored by the usual pontificating myopia, here at Late Lunch we refuse to accept the sociological clichés which allow well-heeled experts to explain to us why we're miserable and downtrodden. As Phil, another hard-pressed dad, another member of the precious true precariat, by the way, put it to me lately, the only watchword should be all bureaucracy is crap and all social workers are scum, which leads us logically and conveniently to the poetry of Ian Paterson and his new pamphlet out from Bark Publications, The Glass Bell. Don't be put off by the somewhat awful title, reminiscent of of Henri David, Henry David Thoreau, Waldo Emerson and Sylvia Plath, those glassy, unilluminated liberals, just wallow in the... Just forget all that. And just wallow in the confrontation between early Prynne, voice from on high, and a low-down knockabout Bloomian comedy of signifier clang shapes. This was a reading done by Out to Lunch in the early hours of this morning. So if there are a few deviations from the text, I believe there's one, please indulge us. But first, if I can just wake up this CD player that's fallen asleep. You see, you set everything up early, and the CD player falls asleep. I mean, these are meant to be useful for radio broadcasts, but actually, falling asleep on you. Yeah, here, courtesy Michael Tenser, are the Nutmegs.
Don't you know now, all of my life I've treated wrong. That's why I'm singing this song. Somebody help me now. Help me, baby, help me, help me, help me. Now I just dream of you.
Glossalgia. Chose wire direct today for news to see maintained skies resisted down and more remembered cheer dispassionately redetermined parts or particulars like authorial ace catches soft rope, pull equal alabaster summit, aroma de palma, comma, enters in lemony flicks. NASA not shamed by ear, two passages tightly pressed, sets of angels, strange sets. That astringent quest for show to be a graphic hotel dancer structurally in those days meant to rest on latex. Lest in nature rest a too sepia future, ending the first sentence in a prim, lazy tone, machete chase to a real cottony nude unknowable concept of the thing, magnified, classy, elephantine. Many a dead UK occasional filth come home to this hollow, this last structure of a poétique France. Fear runs abroad, wires travelling from the same home on the list tucked sure of the floor, comma. Does the truth part here formally? Sell to a modern circular, or sell a man, or Van Rosé, to a mouth attuned to tease Sunday roses. Ask if he's a saint, as Truman said, all pink and naked. Dove lost cool as clamour cool over here, as gender lacks the knowledge demon under an old fig tree. Oh, Perdita, the very fear swirls out as a regular. More and more drunk on a sidely familiar pause, violently certain petals hourly down paddles in pearly alocasia, knocks apples down, pansies down, questioned by another logic day, sharpens the garden. Surly crust of thought brought skinny-eyed to vanity's apparat. Surly, surly is your foe. Delight a sky, a no, or ponder so. See me pensively, expansively, and, comma, the fallout a natural reptile in steel limit all resemblance to war and dance, where lily flowers panic to shiver cancerous cells with light on too many soap-aid operas looming by. The bells satiny dash in a merely earning negative or ashcan spirit in tones verse on paper swings big money and fact-finding sexy policies. Is this asylum or atonement? Homemade quiche, crumbled cheese, seize the chance of writing down every manky fact sent here to bend lines down summary prison dells, adjunct adjourn to chew and roll in sidereal distances. And let mass granaries stand by the same authority, coded to use appropriate force as key to a coming appearance, tried sitting, comma, very antic hay, and an instant answer to ravel chain's luminous composure palms the schemata left on the sticky headline. One law is a line in this sorry bubble, enters as days or justly left out of a firm's future. Visibility dies as meat foremost in terror. Gold effects in vitro. Divide article to show savvy at roll methods, say vol. Numinous batons too cool to delete a letter, nor know why a moment came, nor fate daintily change foot. Durch die Verwandlung, as indeed it did result. Law, Lord, why do you fantasize such deep lost office? Twitter on, what's done exists to change the subject, hit the exit, exiting the stranger's back so lunar and starry. Two columns in sight, pages of crusted spoon-feeding assimilate primal fear as perfect fear, common egg seed airtext dramas throwing up defensive offers to the language, a snip at 6K a day. Because it's the law with obsequious names, sweet tailoring, like get fucked is mistraduction or hallucination all over again, always farming between high purple hills and mean. Reception spire and truncheon ease the wrinkle of cultures. History issues burn moths in the cloudways. All sorts tied to mar such lapis fragments as are taken in also by mouth foaming for a cure. While not only guillemots thicken the air, marks march from edge to edge by size or fall for it, sheer tumble from mill to terraces, beating midsummer with Richard Pearl lost in the fleeting crowd. Leaving meant ditches sealing the last rickety nest single here in the Levant plus total force to desiccate conscious sections to apprehend by the title of single aridity lost without market juice. So low beams in the picture, touching oaf fond of mere algae, try living straight or touch tone or glare. Enough rage paid in mobile monuments in a line of verse told in the glass below cedar trees. Repeat entry of the guillemots, their sobs, them wire at sea with no port to head for. How will common cement set the promised line in a moving poem, they said, quoting Rambo's angry poplars dancing up tight and revealing how to fall for it, how to interject it, a drowned nuclear nut floating skin down, a corded tenderloin of sound anchored in the sentence. Questions remain about absolute knowledge and all the rest, her grandeur let by the derivative image, spill latte and limits, even say unravelled spectacles, watery and frankly dilute and not in the least welcome. Passionate, she sees in time, seizes paper and ink, lady detail and heaps of clothes informed by closer exaltation and larking about in the clichés of political economy and other binary fancies, what we call a tidy coop. Rest is for the saved. Scolleted apoplexy and a stand of trees is what could never have been pondered then. Welcome as rays magnified to the top of the scale, trailing heat and light across bark and its exudations. Pens come from such a sick root, it's asking for tears and vomit. Introducing cauliflower to simplify bowls of food did it. Nothing like sounds paint. Climbs up a dark tree, hand in mind, leisure escalating, keys to the key without writing the door into it first. Glossolalia. Now enter the ductile beating of an autotext directed down another logic tree to urnames and obsequies for deadpan strictures tightening down there in the bite section, lip gloss, etc. Tell us what you would have had it mean, you father. Proud element going up and over. Dance sequel treads a shambles, perhaps rendered in a jingly day, more trodden by the law of daily entropy than mine. Welcome to the rest of me, incorporated part only, certain describe what was held in place as common truck. A ripple quiver extended through the garden for press day, combining dismal right case by case, as they say loudly, saying I wasn't born, yes. Lazy gleams are aware from then a skillet reduction for the people of the overpass. Nothing less than phantom caves always beside us in ground scent interiors. Lakes shine to wink the blue air's stellar margins like single apprehensions. An adroit comb-over solar scene and a danceless sign of iron tech's eerie as tree vapour. Day's track for all future travellers, leave on shield too to kill in a can. A smile, an agora, a lot of loot. Ivory seals and sacks of eggs. Gawp, shoot or queue one more time for universal petrol heaven. A spectacle leaves the sand dunes. Regurgitated food, food of France. Reason again, daily ring, sombre, daily pounds, aching flanks of an ill-abandoned dancer, a sack of words, a lover, capital tree. Single arising catches a crack to the ratio. That's all it takes to form key ripples in any name. A key, a cry, linseed stood in the leap, a day stance, a lacustrine obbligato done to a natural fate. Pork eaten with flowers. Foreclose and undermine. Sign seen writhing in the marsh, advanced against sound. Same noise plays to a glance and turns the viewer to stone. Do some vandalism on flowers, eagles, campsites and stations. Fail us, trick us, parcel real sensation up into a stink of nostalgia. Cash machines arrayed in furs throwing up over the parapet, finished, unfinished, no end subjected until nobody sees it. It's expelled as a lion unless it makes comments. It's a killer. Trade unction in the full glare of transcendence. Nothing else left as our carefully present dealer stands centre stage, initialing prizes bleakly like a deserted lover haunted by blind fairground giraffes galloping round and round. Or yet to come, a familiar curtain masking single lives. See through this signed eloquence. Blow your gnosis. Throw up concepts in the reception room. A beam, a veil, a scene with no footsteps. Silence on a floating moor. Swap places in the lunar comedy, Jewish, remaining, falling crisply. The lemon you meant was a yellow flower signifying love, and Zusammensleben, and squeals from market fools. The circus's decision was a pure, determined cut. It came down like a somersault and hid the other side. Joined in and out like a concept becoming a reason or a raisin in its own glass bell, told for whom by Sister Hegel, who says a beauteous evening is real as food in two columns, one theoretical and one actual evening for other people. Male villages with master bedrooms seen from another perspective, stepping away from the vehicle, the tank, the fence, oh fatal sister, fatal offence can kill. Invading silk, one law for the military. Afraid of a scene of writing, advance mush of under-the-counter Masonic props and seamy stolen glances at the available local Medusas. Fancy flower, cut flower, flowers of the forest, all repressed past scented nostalgia for spiders and umbrellas, all finished. Subject to ending, subject to invisibility. Drop the flowers, pieces of gladioli like glass on the earth. Defeated, disbanded, displaced. Draw the curtains, veil. Whatever brings you down. Mean secret things, families, sudden yellow flags by a pond, waving the law revealed as if in words, as if with a sword. They baffle the limits against the house. All we do at night is listen to the frogs. It is private, privatized, deprived, disheartened. The principle is to think it would be nicer, a single blow, everything gone.
Thank you. glossoplegia.
Glowing on your tongue like shards of relations suck a nip against or across the 100-watt things you say at home address time. Law scrimmage tears like a pearl of mischance and abuse. A sharp blue where bluebells clump blue and broad and quiet enough to lay to rest the veils of force and power to hurt, placed in a glove, etc. Glued or standing there as part of a composition of relics, On parades a pure sewer of onomatopoeia or a structure of unconscious analysis, we call it. The pins and prickles of economy wait to maim as if food and glass were authentic terms in a peer report or seashore. Past the age of religion lapping at celestial reasons for laughing, soldiers fastened by words against a haven, a dictionary of glossy names has inflamed the tongue. Wrapped in rope, just stay put where the whispers of company in the campanula tout their regrets quite sealed in visible logic like the man who called language a constant loot. Natural right is mainly a slow fucking philosophy and it curses all surnames props to nothing. Tell a creature to party. See over the mania, don't empty out the pretty coral. See the paper flower, they always translate wrong. About suffering someone was wrong, the tightrope walker glows. Love of the wire, skill. Prescient leaping in window country, comma, as he fumbles it, dives into ragwort's showy waste of shame. All the people love it, like the old town square, a pastis. Put another way, a double death, an absolute unmediated over a vineyard. Ran out of time as the bell tolled for Collins, say. The straight street dissolving in front of plaster gulls and red wheat, say it again, that peroration had wings. It swung with the daily motion of shelling ideas to place touch and pour on the gloss. Island glimpses point to new scenes, to lights more pearly than a silent tomb. Preening like ducks, daily seas cancel out the shapes of need. Lunar bonds ask and command and disband the sand's due season in strict conceptual dashes. What choice is there in this serried line of V's except to tell? A wave of the tongue like a curtain of blue peters out into portals of blather, as if to suppose a fraction of crackling interference under pylons just picked up in the gloom. No glamour in the toad house, he said. You bet your life those reptiles have no taste. In this country, the police offer up their poses as they slip or collapse over the unpronounceable key. Speak video. Want to shoot desire into dust till only the tools remain, frozen and glaring? Deploy discourse lures. Say what they own, their own potency, their own sense of their own death, stuck up there on a ladder like a stylized gladiolus, shouting out pink wonder at being human. It's law in a glove. Up against the complicated scaffolding of universals between dicey and dingy, a glutton for egg trade as the grandiose substrate of social glue, they've built up pillars and columns and capitals into a fleeting framework of sensitive power. It rises from the sea with a bag on its head like a chimera. Then they hit it again and again and the sound deepens, passes along the egg in the contract. They shout for ligatures, push it with hate, kick away the afterbirth and gloat. Glazed and shuttered like a house, I watch, at the edge, not moving, unarticulated, disjunct and motionless, out of sight. Faces return in verse to say values may soon be relevant, get consumed, borrow a village and dance the bury the dead functions, the death of distance, lone magic, contra-loaded vine. Must be counterman leaping the time of my mind. Once pork is firm, sell a family or spit in its mouth, stay composed all through supper as if it wasn't coming back. Wait for a glut. Glad charges. Rapes hunger and fear while Etihad and Indy Mac can juggle controlled family histories. Angels spitting chain reactions and sexual difference pieced together like fur and mazalit in a double-bind serious hyperbole tracker. Very far indeed and faster than Hegel's maiden aesthetic. You know glass is never enough and vanity underlies each spicy motion. The roses of Mallarmé require letters rather than glyphs. The global silence of print on demand among the starry dews, a message washed down easy at a long cry, a beheading on the wind proper, buys put by for voter nutrition and a more spiritual view, free of lawns and barbers and United States of lewd expression, made for a wake-up call, wake up and lie down and enter fake shackles in your version of work, which is so serene it will lure you into a tinted art or into total glaucoma. Fields glisten and vanish, dead for par across the comb, calling a betrayal of any free men allergic to ringing, how it tells of layers cut into skin, crusts, bosses.
A first reading of the Stones, Dressed to Kill, from day to day, convinced of unjust sounds in flight to sleep's veiled monotony of budget sentiments. Wreck these devices, thirds that walk beside phonagy effects, bent into oblique, poor, endless cancers, isolated tents in each segment, each present glob. Each gliding self set to prance, denuded of elsewhere, found in the air, simply because of corporate capital deeds, otherwise untouched, unserved, unprinted, and illogical anonymity. You know. Loosened by interlinguals, the bind cleaves the palate, undoes of oat and stop, and a spray of glands and tongue and mouth and glottis adoration pivots as one hand deals shiny with memos and shy as gnomic words on show. It's truly international, like a cut on the cards in bank plunge gloom. No rates now, no glib writers. Firm in font prison words at last, bells audibly off, parody as trebles in metal and meant to be Prussian blue as your sea, are warned to take an ethics rap. Or to clone columns, clone shared cells, pick your own your own sea, just as petal prinks a cut sky with cash in its own limpid sheen. Down on the dish, cracks elude the circus of reason. Tower's face shut skin, the rind of right after Antigone's death. Nothing is here for tea. What I meant was the glaze on the tongue, the glucose economy. So have a glass, angel, and rip it open. One mercy monster, a linked tenet hurt by it, and loss of words in gluey deferral in the first place, like a walk-in larder. So say nothing on demand, partly more in the idea of ear as a contagion in the phones of consciousness. Measure ready for arrest, punished in form and in case of work. It comes back to laws making bodies do things. Committed to paper like fishing in glass, go on and never stop to utter gleams.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. Home in the cochlear silences pose in a veil of movement as sea edge standers reveal their thought twists and fragments of sponges and at times a vertiginous leafiness raised to material status. Crystal flowers combine and a helical thing with a closed tube moves one move off through my fingers, a species of mathematics heard now as bells like the gulls where curving and clockwise forms are composed for the length of a tide change, so shells are essentially fluted. Disclosing folds of the whirl of a greeny-blue word in your ear as its glass. If you stop, you can hear it right through the bone to the night air, to a tip from the hand's own turn over to all the beginning's lack of these stones. So that cutting across, I think, of a tissue of acts composed of our shells full of coded visual or spiral echoes the colour of mollusks, slighted tone slides of sounded words in a haze-lit time, in a shellfish seam of blue noises.
Achoo!
That was Out to Lunch sneezing at the end of his performance of a new pamphlet of poetry out from Ian Paterson called The Glass Bell, published by Bark, there read in its entirety early in this morning. And it was interspersed with tracks from Duke Ellington from 1946 with a lot of Johnny Hodges. You heard Magenta Haze and Golden Feathers and Sultry Sunset. Golden Feathers featured the baritone player Harry Carney. And now, for this part of the programme, I have Iris seated opposite me, and I'll put up her mic so we can hear her. Hello, Iris.
No.
Now, we have some messages here from Bob Dobbs in Hawaii, and he wants you to answer some questions. Now, the thing is, because we've got the mics open, you're going to need to put your headphones on, but it's just his voice. It won't be very loud like that Ornette Coleman you didn't like much. So, can I just put your headphones on, and then you can hear Bob's voice. All right? And he's got some questions he wants to ask you. Are you ready for the first question?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Iris, this is Bob Dobbs. Bob Dobbs, you remember me. I was there at your place about a year ago, and Mordecai had just been born. He's only about 5 or 6 days old. So I enjoyed you and Mordecai, got to know you at the same time. And now, though, I live 8,000 miles away. I mean, where's that? Way out there in the Pacific Ocean somewhere. And yet, I get to hear you every week. Now, how the heck can I hear you while I'm so far away? I'm in many countries and continents away. So what we say about you being in my ear is we call that being on the media. And I was wondering if you thought that you were getting all of yourself to me, or just your mouth? Is it all of yourself that I'm hearing, or am I just hearing your mouth?
What's your answer to his question?
I think he's hearing all of my voice.
All of your voice, not just your mouth. Where does your voice come from? Does it come from your throat and down below? How do you make it sound?
From there.
Ah, you're pointing at the microphone. Right, okay. Now, I was wondering whether this is a bit indelicate, Iris, and I wanted to ask your permission because I've labelled this track the poo question. Do you want to explore poo with Bob Dobbs or not?
No.
No. Okay, well, I won't ask you that question then. Now, this is one I call the Tavistock Hotel Encore request. So we'll see what. I'm losing it. Which medium have I got this question on? Ah, this one. Okay, here's another question.
Iris, Bob Dobbs again. You know, I've been on the radio like you are right now, talking into a microphone, but often I had to take a poo.
No, we're not doing that one. Sorry. Apologies.
Iris, Bob Dobbs, and once again, You know, one of your greatest performances was at the Tavistock Hotel a year ago, where you sprawled out in the carpet where everybody, all those old men, walk and drink, and you sprawled out right in front of them, and you start demanding Chris now. We want Chris now. And it was just a voluminous experience. It rivaled Orna Coleman at Carnegie Hall. So I was wondering if you could do that on the radio. Could you replay that great performance at Tavistock Hotel right there with Ben? It's a request.
Can you?
No.
Ah. Well, I think that's because you've already had your crisps. Do you like talking to this disembodied voice? It doesn't make you very chatty. You've been chatting away tons. What would Albie think of Bob Dobbs asking questions in headphones?
He thinks that he should ask questions in headphones, putting them on voices and live. And voices again.
Really? But would Albie like it?
No.
No? He wouldn't like it either. Do you want to hear any more questions? There's one about Albie being in Hawaii. Would that interest you? OK, we'll go straight to that one.
Iris, I just had to tell you that Albie dropped in here. I live on the beach in a place called Hawaii. And Albie flew over here. It's incredible. I hardly know him. You used to talk about him to me. And so I think he really wanted to get to Hawaii. So he claimed he was a friend of yours. So he dropped in. And we had great times. He was surfing and swimming. And he enjoyed my record collection. But what happened is that Gamma found out that Albie was over here. And Gamma started phoning us all the time. We're on the beach. He'd phone. He just wanted to be with us because I was with Albie. So we changed our phone number so me and Albie wouldn't hear from Gamma. So you know what Gamma did? He went on the computer and he kept insisting on you and I and Albie joining his Facebook page. And we ignored him, but he kept sending other people like Elvis Presley, Frank Zappa, Elton John, Obama, the president, all these Facebooks. He wanted us to be members of it. And so we joined up, but we don't talk to him. But Gamma was very jealous, but I want to tell you, Iris, Albie seems to be very interested in you, very interested. He did talk a lot about you. I don't mind that, but I've got other things to talk about, so I had to steer Albie away from talking about Iris all the time, but in the end, I got used to it, and we went to the beach.
So what do you say to that? Tell me about Albie and beaches.
He might not know Bob Dobbs from.
So do you believe Bob when he says that? I mean, Bob is a notorious wind-up merchant dealing with the interface between reality and fiction. So do you think this is purely fictional? Do you think it's untrue that he met Albie?
I think it's true.
Yeah, he did then. So Albie has been in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And did he call on Bob Dobbs?
Yeah.
We can check it out with Gamma. We can ask if Gamma was pursuing them with phone calls and computer messages, can't we?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I stuck a bit of paper up there.
You stuffed a bit of paper up there? Well, just don't tell the engineers upstairs.
Why?
Because they might not like you stuffing bits of paper just there. I think that's all right, though. Why did you do that? Iris, you're being so avant-garde and experimental with the equipment. It's disturbing me completely.
Is it not making bits work?
Yeah, well, we can still hear your voice, which is the whole point. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this test out for a potential Bob and Iris show doesn't seem to be going particularly well. I think it's best, really, if I use the mini disc and kind of tape you in live situations rather than sticking you on the chair and interrogating you like some kind of horrible psychologist.
No, I still like the Bob and Iris show.
Hmm?
I still like the Bob and Iris show.
Well, you like the idea of a Bob and Iris show.
Yeah.
Well, we'd Skype that at home on the computer, so you'd be able to talk to him there, and then I'd record it and then offer it to Resonance for broadcast. Yeah? Shall we play the listeners some music?
I'd like to do my own show.
Yeah, and what would your own show be about?
It'll be about Bob Dobbs saying, Bob Dobbs... But me saying to Bob Dobbs, me asking him a question.
Oh, you'd like to be the interviewer.
Yeah.
What questions would you ask Bob Dobbs?
our questions about Zappa.
Would you? Well, he knows an awful lot about Frank Zappa, so you'd probably keep him talking for hours on end if you start asking about Zappa. He has stories about hanging out with Frank Zappa at the very early beginning, when it seems as if Bob isn't old enough to do that. But then he says that he has some kind of a drug that stops him getting old. Do you believe that? What other questions would you ask him? Would you ask him about Iggy Pop and the peanut butter?
No, I'm asking why he spreads peanut butter underneath his arms. And in the nursery, they're not allowed peanut butter in the nursery. And Hans had peanut butter in his bread and ham. And they said, you're not allowed peanut butter. So they moved him away from Theo because he's allergic and sat them on the green table. But there was no urine, so Hanso didn't like the table. There was no urine.
And when Iggy Pop spread peanut butter all over his armpits, he didn't seem to care about all the people who might have allergies, did he?
Why?
Well, I think it's before all that had been invented. You know, no one knew that peanut butter could be a weapon of mass destruction in those days.
So they didn't eat peanut butter in those
days? Yeah, well, everybody... Well, you can still eat it today, can't you? Just not people with nut allergies. Now, I have two records lined up, and I want you to choose which one you'd like. One is Howlin' Wolf, and one is Claude Debussy. Which would you like?
A Howlin' Wolf.
Here we go.
Some folk build like this, some folk build like that. But you, way I'm built, don't you call me fat, because I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed. But I got everything. Oh, a good journey. Some folk rip and run, some folk believe in sign, but they want me, baby. You got to take your time, because I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed. Because I got everything. Oh, the good journey.
Built for Comfort by Howlin' Wolf. And why are you putting that in my face, Iris? Yeah, well, that was my track listing for the questions that Bob was asking you. Now, we've just got 2 minutes left, and I was wondering if we could just hear a little bit of the Debussy. I'll explain why I wanted to play it. It's for Jorge Carreto, who used to play this when we were falling asleep in a shared room in Perugia, and it's Walter Gieseking playing the piano. And just try it, because you might like it, even if it sounds not quite your cup of tea.
Why does it sound like your cup of tea?
Well, because when I offered you Debussy or Howlin' Wolf, you chose Howlin' Wolf, didn't you? Can you hear it?
Yes.
like it?
No.
What's wrong with it?
He said
he's going to
get peanut butter in my hair.
What?
He said Alan Wolfe's
got peanut butter in his hair?
Yeah.
You can do what you like to my CDs. It's the studio equipment I'm worried about. This, by the way, is Passe-Pied, the last movement of Sweet Bergamasque. Bergamasque? Sweet Bergamasque. Published in 1905, written in 1890. And that's all we've got time for in this edition of Late Lunch Without a Lunch. If you enjoyed what you heard, please tune in again on this wavelength. Resonance 104.4 FM next Wednesday at 2. And don't forget, on the 4th of July, Saturday, 11 PM, the Bob and Ben Show. It's inaugural broadcast.
I made that looked after.
Okay, you're going to say goodbye. Say
goodbye. Look, I look.
And we're going to go over to the repeat of Johnny Trunk's Saturday original soundtrack show. There we go. Bye, everybody. Say goodbye. No, waving's no good. You've got to say goodbye. They can only hear you.
Goodbye. Why couldn't I wave?
You are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Johnny Trunk. This is OST, the soundtrack show, here every Saturday, 4:30 to 6:30. And today we have the missing guest from last week, who apparently turned up on Sunday at the right time. Wrong day, right time. Anyway, we are very pleased to welcome along to today's show a gentleman called Stephen Coates, also known as the Real Tuesday Weld. Hello.
Hello, Johnny.
How are you doing? All right.
Okay, yeah.
Good, yeah.
Glad to be here this time, second time.
Yeah, no, we're thrilled. We're thrilled because you make soundtracks, which is even an even better reason to be here than all sorts of other reasons people come on this show for, so...
Cool.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. And hopefully you're armed to the teeth. We actually got the cassette machine out for you because there were rumours you were going to come in with a cassette.
Cassettes in my bag. I'll get it open in a second.
Good, right. Fantastic. So, basically... You've not been on the show before. All we do is play today pretty much anything you want to play that's in that soundtrack area, I suppose. And we'll talk more about your work a bit later on, but I think we should just